HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Dressmakers of Prospect Heights, a novel by Kitty Zeldis, performed by Karin Gunderson. For Jenny Fields, a stellar writer and cherished friend who always knows just what to say and exactly when to say it. Winter. Chapter 1. Catherine. Brooklyn, 1924. Catherine Beryl awoke to blood. Again. It had happened last month, too, but it hadn't trickled down very far, and so left only a light stain on her nightdress, one that she rinsed out immediately before the maid could see it. Nettie knew that Catherine and Stephen were hoping for a child, knew that month after month their hope was drowned by blood. Sometimes a smear, sometimes a pool. It didn't matter. Blood was blood. Nettie herself had four children, and Catherine didn't want her pity, however well-intentioned. But today, the blood was far more than a smear. She'd been in a deep sleep, and when she woke, there was a large crimson stain beneath her, bright and incriminating. Catherine stripped the bed, but she wasn't sure what to do with the sheet. She could hear Nettie bustling around in the kitchen below, so there would be no way to conceal it. And though she could have bundled it up and thrown it away, there would still be its disappearance to account for. Nettie took pride in her meticulous housekeeping. So, leaving the sheet on the floor, she cleaned herself up, secured the necessary flannel pads in her underclothes, and went downstairs. "There's a soiled sheet in our room," she said. "I left it by the bed." Nettie looked up. She was pouring Catherine's coffee into a delicate bone china cup. "Oh, that's too bad, Mrs. Beryl," she said. "Would you like me to bring your coffee upstairs so you can have it in bed, since it's your time and all? It won't take me a minute to put a fresh sheet on." Catherine's face burned. Of course Nettie knew why the sheet was soiled. The maid always knew all the secrets of a house. "No, I'll take the coffee in the back parlor," she said, "just like always." "And a cinnamon bun? Fresh baked this morning. Mr. Beryl thought they were perfection. Heaven on a plate, he said." Catherine had to smile. Her husband was an optimist, an enthusiast, a man with a perpetually sunny disposition, inclined to see the best in everything and everyone. To Stephen, a freshly baked cinnamon bun was indeed cause for rejoicing. Even so, she was glad he'd already left for work. She didn't think she could stand his unquenchable good cheer this morning. Nettie brought in the coffee, and Catherine sat at the small table and looked out at the backyard. It was winter, and nothing was in bloom, but come spring, there would be snowdrops, forsythia, and then lilacs. And in the summer, peonies and miniature roses of the palest pink. The warm weather would bring new growth, new life, but she, Catherine Delman Beryl, would remain barren, her womb wasted and empty. Abruptly, she got up from the table, so that the cup rattled and coffee pooled in the saucer. The cinnamon bun remained untouched. "I'm not very hungry," she said to Nettie. "I'm going out, and I won't be back for lunch." "Dinner's baked fish tonight," said Nettie. "Oh, that's right. It's Friday." Stephen didn't eat meat on Fridays, a habit ingrained from childhood. Although the thought of food sickened Catherine at the moment, she said, "I'm sure it will be delicious, Nettie." It was a relief to be outside. She could walk along Vanderbilt Avenue, past the big arch at Grand Army Plaza Avenue, and into Prospect Park, where she'd follow its winding paths and cross its expansive long meadow. If she walked as far...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?